Isn't there any hope, Lamont?
See for yourself, Margot. Fog throws the searchlights of our ship back in our faces. Poor Randall's in the water.
Oh, no, Lamont. It can't be true. It can't.
You know the truth as well as I do, Margot. We've searched this ship from stem to stern. He's not on board.
But how could it have happened?
That's a truth that I can't answer, Margot. But perhaps the shadow can.
But what can the shadow do?
Madame Rene is below deck, sleeping quite calmly.
But what is she to do with all
this? Perhaps nothing, Margot. Perhaps everything. When we discovered that Randall was missing, she alone was calm, unconcerned. Yes, even amused. I think it's time the shadow paid a visit on Madame Rene.
Madame Rene. Madame Rene, wake up. Yes, yes, wake up.
Yeah.
Come, Madame Rene, wake up.
Keep up. Ooh. Who spoke? Someone spoke.
Yes, Madame Rene.
Someone in my room. Who is it? Who?
I have questions to ask you, Madame Rene.
How dare you come into my room? Light. I will make a light and see. No one. No one here.
I am close to you, Madame Rene.
The voice. Close to me. I see no one.
I will it so.
You. Where are you?
I am here in this room. I cloud your mind so you cannot see me. But you... You saw a man die, and yet you did not help him.
I saw a man die.
In the sea. And you did not raise your voice. You did let Randall die. But why? Why did you do it, Madame Rene?
No. I won't answer you. Just a voice.
Madame Rene.
Stop talking to me.
Tell
Stop
me
it,
why.
I tell you. Stop
You've
it, I
got
tell
to
you.
Tell me why, Madame Rene.
Stop talking to me. I go crazy.
Tell me why, Madame Rene.
Stop it, I tell you. Randall
why did
to
you
die.
Tell Randall?
He had to. He was going to let Jean Bart go free. Jean Bart, he must rot there. Rot there on the island of the devil. Voice. Where are you now? Voice! Where are you now?
Welcome, Monsieur Cranston. The wireless from the mainland, they told me to expect your arrival. But you're hours late.
I'm sorry, Commandant.
The delay was caused by death.
Death? What do you mean, Monsieur Cranston?
Mr. Randall of the legation was lost at sea.
Mon Dieu.
We searched the water for hours. He's gone.
But how? What?
All that in good time, Commandant. But first, have you a prisoner on this island by the name of John Bart?
John Bart? What of John Bart?
He is a prisoner here?
Yes, he is. Troublesome fool that was trying to escape. Thank heaven I will soon be rid of him.
Rid of him? How?
And in my last communique, I spoke of a pardon for this man.
So that was it.
What the...
Quickly, I want to see this man, John Bart.
But, monsieur, this is irregular. What have you to do with him?
The man who drowned at sea carried in his pocket the pardon for John Bart.
What?
And I have an idea that the murderer is on board my yacht.
Mon Dieu.
And I'm going to change that theory into a certainty at once. Take me to John Bart.
Come, John Bart. The commandant was...
Commandant! Commandant, he's gone! Don't let him go! Faster. Faster, man. Can't you row faster?
You are most impatient, eh, John Bart?
Oh, I must get away this time. You say my pardon was denied.
It was, John Bart. But you will escape. Leave it to old Couget.
Oh, I've tried for so many times.
But never with the clever Couget to help you now, did you? Huh? The oldest guard on the island. And the cleverest.
Oh, a ship.
Yes, Jumbo. A very nice ship. Anchored and waiting.
Yes, but who?
Friends.
Oh, no. No, I have no friends.
Oh, yes, they were friends enough to send word that your pardon had been denied. Friends enough to send a sailor to me with a bag of gold so heavy that I... I forgot my duty and I... Well, here you are, Jean Bart. Now, the sailor told me a rope ladder would be down the side of... Yes, yes. There it is. So, now we drift in close. Now... Grab the ladder, John Bart.
Yes, but I don't know who... I mean...
Grab the ladder and climb. There's no pardon for you. You want to be buried under the ground again?
No.
Then grab the ladder and climb. You have strength enough for that. When you get on deck, a sailor will be there to take you to your friend. Climb aboard.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm a bit weary, see, but I'll try.
You think you're free now, John Bard, huh?
God bless you, Crochet.
No, bless the gold, your prince.
Dark in here. But I am free. I am free.
Shut the doors, old bear.
Well, who spoke? So dark I can't see you.
I arranged your escape.
Oh, my friend. You, whoever you are, you help me.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I am so very weary. If you could forgive me, I would like to sit down.
There is a chair right next to you.
Eh? Oh, yes. My eyes, you know. It is dark in here, isn't it? Oh, I'm not very strong, you know. Oh, I hear you close and lock the door.
You feel old, hein, Jean Bart?
Oh, yes, I... Your voice, I've heard it before.
How does it feel to be old, Jean Bart?
But who are you? Who are you?
The light, and you will see. Now, you are old too, Jean Bart.
Madame Renée! Madame Renée!
Oh, I advise you to sit as you are. This gun in my hand is quite the real one.
Madame Renée!
You have not forgotten my name. How flattering.
For 20 years that name of yours has burned in my head. For 20 long years.
No, I am more than a name.
I swore to kill you every day, every hour I swore.
And I swore something too, remember? To make you as old as you called me that day 20 years ago. Remember your words, Jean Bart? So, I swore to make you old. Make you old as you call me, and I have made you old. For 20 years, I've had every year of your life.
I'm going to kill you.
Remember, Jean Bart, it was the war. I accused you as a spy. Mm. You didn't have a chance against my influence, did you?
No.
I did it, Jean Bart. I did it. Now you're so weak and old, all you can do is to sit there white and tense with anger. Mm. But that won't help you, because I didn't bring you here just to talk to you. I brought you here for my final revenge. To kill you.
You brought me here.
Yes, a bullet through your head, an escaped prisoner. They'll thank me for killing you. You hear, Zumbart? They'll thank me for killing you.
No, Madame Renée.
Who spoke?
A voice you've heard before.
A voice? You wanted to woke me from my sleep. No, it is no voice. Just imagination.
You hear me, John Bart?
Yes. Yes, I hear a voice.
You lie. There is no one here but you and I. Stand up, Jean Bart. Stand up so I can see you fall when the bullet hits you.
No, Madame Renée.
Come out of my hand.
She will not harm you, John Bart.
Yes, but who are you?
To her, a voice of conscience. To you, a friend.
No, I have no friends. A pardon. They said it was coming to me and then they fooled me.
They did not fool you, John Bart. There was a pardon. It never reached you because Madame Renée did not want it to reach you. She murdered the man who was bringing it to you.
Madame Renée, you again.
Yes, I killed him. And I'm going to kill you now, Jean Bart.
I warn you, Madame Renée, not another step closer to him.
So with her money, she railroaded me to a prison cell and then to that island. And now... Now I'm old. As old as I called her. And I haven't... even got the strength for my revenge.
But I've got the strength for mine.
A gun. In the folds of your dress.
Yes. Yes, you voice in the shadows. I had a gun hidden in my dress. Yes, indeed. Now it's dead. Look. Dead. And I've had my revenge.
I'm still alive and you're dead, Jean Bart. You're dead.
What are you going to do now, boy?
Don't move.
But he's dead. Look at him. He's dead.
I failed him in life, Madame Renee, but I will not fail him in death. I'll stick close by you, talking to you until you can stand it no longer.
No! Get out of here.
No, I will always follow you. I'll tell you of your crime, the torture and murder of a living being.
Stop! Away from you, I will!
This ship and all the world is too small for you to escape. My voice close to you.
I'll get away from you. I won't listen to you. I won't listen.
And I'll stay close to you forever, Madame Renee. I'll be the voice of John Bart calling you.
I'll get away from you. Away from you.
Jumped into the sea. Perhaps, John Bart, I didn't fail you. Your life and hers were both founded on hate. May you both have in death what you did not have in life. Peace.
Based on a story copyrighted by The Shadow Magazine. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow Magazine is now on sale at your local newsstand.
Through I'm sad. you love, be you.
I wandered through each Amsterdam street, coming here to appear on cue, and marked in every face I meet, marks of weirdness, marks of... Yes, we're back again. Where are you when I need you? That was the Mellow Moods, and before that, of course, it was the Drifters doing Such a Night, and then we started off that set with the Chanters doing Row Your Boat. And we're going to do a bit of an answer song right now. That's a song that starts out with one song and either another group, or quite often the same group that did the first song does the second. They kind of follow up a sequel, I guess, song. I guess this would be called both an answer song and a sequel song, because in 1958, the Cadillacs had this big, great hit with Speedo, with those immortal first lines. They often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. They often call me Bill Levy, but my real name is Dr. Doo-Wop. Here on Radio Patapoo. Well, we're going to hear Speedo by the Cadillacs. That's 1958. And then they sequeled it 2-3 years later, 1960, 1961, with Speedo. Speedo is back. So we're going to hear Speedo by the Cadillacs. And Speedo is back by the Cadillacs. And in the second song, I want you to listen very carefully to the kazoo background. Hey. Hey, this is for all you kazoo fans out there in listener land. Speedo. But my real name...
Wop, 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 wop.
Is Rumpelstiltskin.
No, I love you like I do. No, I do.
Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. No, for meeting random fellas and taking other folks. Call me Mo. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, not he often call me Speedo, but my real...
Follow the lead, na 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 na. Zes dagen werkwijk nog.
Jezus, ja, je moest gewoon op zaterdag werken ook, hè?
Ja. Je ging in het donker naar binnen en je ging in het donker naar buiten. Ja. En op zondag sliep je uit. Dus als kind van 13 jaar oud zag je misschien 6 uur zonlicht in een wijk. En dan zitten ze nu te zeiken over, we moeten geen spullen kopen uit landen waar ze kinderen arbeiden. Maar daar moeten de kinderen gaan dan werken omdat anders verhongeren ze. Hier lieten ze de kinderen werken omdat ze wat meer geld wilden verdienen. Nou, wie is er een grotere schok?
Nou ja, hoe lang geleden is het dat onze beschaving... Dus
helemaal niet beschaafd moeten kijken hoe we omgaan met onze ouderen.
Is dat thee of zo?
Ja.
Een thema?
Urina lijkt er ook op.
Ja, maar jullie hebben geen idee. Kan wel hoor. Dus op zich kan dat wel.
Dat is waar. Dat wil ik het zeggen. Vergeet die weer hoor. Als je urine laat staan, krijg je ook weer.
Weet je wat dan? Heb je voor 3 euro gekocht?
2.
2, waar?
Even, het was een tweedehands. Ik stond hier op de hoek de tweedehands spullen te verkopen met de Koninginnedag.
Serieus?
Ja.
Ja, maar je overleeft dus wel.
Echt? Ik heb niks anders gedaan, wat denk jij dan?
Ja,
als ik op mijn 13e thuis kwam, was er niemand.
En dan had je wel gewerkt?
Had gewerkt, ja.
Mijn werkspoor?
Ja. Was er niemand, want mijn moeder moest s'avonds ook werken om de eentjes aan elkaar te knopen. En er was niemand thuis, was grote ellende. Mijn moeder was zwaar depressief.
Maar jij bent geboren in Nederhorst in Berg? Je bent een Achterberg?
Ja, nee, ik ga alles opnemen.
Ja, natuurlijk!
Ja.
Ja, dat wil jij niet, hè? Nou, daar zit ik op stop. Nee, dat kan me wel voorstellen.
Сигарета мелькает во тьме, ветер пепел в лицо швырнул мне, и обугленный фильтр на пальцах мне оставил ожог. Скрипнув сталью, открылась дверь, ты идешь, ты моя теперь. Я приятную дрожь ощущаю с головы до ног. Ты со мною, забудь обо всем, это ночь нам покажется сном. Я возьму и прижму, как родную дочь. белье. Стук деревьев и ветер ночной, стон заглушат твой и мой, и биение сердца пылающего адским огнем.
Thank you. standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
The news or Yamo radio spaceship audio and video. We got the optimistic experiment. These are the news or Yamo radio spaceship audio and video. We got the optimistic experiment. These are the news or Yamo radio spaceship audio and
Oh, to curl, fall between two brick walls. And I was born in those shadows, every crease to be bound, knowing everything is still fearing all. Birds you flung against the wall. You flung against the wall. And I cut a sail. Tie bucks and trees. Send small parachutes of guilt. And showering me out of the scrublands. Beyond the building. A lie like any other lie, just showing us how far we've left to fall. We're back where we began, underneath this wall, knowing what we choose to know, still fearing all. Tell me to accept, then you tell me to refuse the armor and the brides been offered to me by some lawyer standing somewhere behind me. Gloved hands try to cover my eyes, will make me think but never realize. But armor rust in the rain could be answered by flies. On the verge of sleep he comes in, flooding out the skies. But he's building this brick wall.
Laatste keer bijna. Maar ja, dit is wel een belangrijke plek ook. Want dit is het Thorbeckeplein. En in 1941 werden hier anti-Joodse maatregelen steeds strenger gehandhaafd. Sorry, ik dacht dat het tegen mij werd gepraat. Maar ja, niet iedereen gaf daar zomaar gehoor aan. dat Joodse mensen moesten worden geweerd uit horecagelegenheden. Even kijken hoor. Hier en verderop, daar op het Rembrandtplein, kwam het ook geregeld tot opstootjes met de nazi's. En hier, achter, waar nu, achter jullie, waar nu de Heren van Aemstel is gevestigd, zat toen de tijd Bar Cabaret Alcazar, sorry, waarvan de eigenaar als een van de laatste uitbaters weigerde het bordje Joden niet gewenst op te hangen. En ook nog gewoon Joodse artiesten daar liet optreden. En op 9 februari 1941 werd het overvolle café bestormd door WA-knokploegen. Ja, we hebben daar een foto van, maar die kunnen jullie niet zien. Achter mij. En dit leidde tot een enorme vechtpartij. Want bezoekers en omwonenden die kwamen samen in een knokploeg om het café te verdedigen. Maar het café werd toch verwoest. Maar de eigenaar die boog absoluut niet voor naziterreur. En later in de oorlog huisde hij in ditzelfde pand hierachter in de nok van het dak Joodse mensen die onder moesten duiken. Ja, inderdaad. Maar ja, toen in 1943 viel de Gestapo het pand binnen. En een aantal onderduikers wist gelukkig te ontsnappen. En die overleefden de oorlog. En, en die hebben een film gemaakt. Zij heette Harry en Truus Swaap. En na de oorlog maakten zij dus een film over de situatie waarin zij verkeerden hier in Bar Alcazar, nu de Heren van Aemstel. En die film heet De Duikjoodbasis. Ja, dat is waarom Freek net ook dat gebruikte, want hij zou eigenlijk hier spreken. Maar goed, nu moet hij zijn huis of zijn spullen uit zijn huis redden. Dus ik wil nu graag Teun uitnodigen. Teun is de voorzitter van studentenbond ASFA. Ja. En zoals we wel weten is de studentenbeweging een belangrijke bron van verzet toen. En zoals jullie wel weten, ook nu. Maar daar kan Teun vast meer over vertellen. We'll be right back.
I want you to want me.
It just came out this week, and the song is called Surrender.